I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Peter O'Donnell. Peter, the Donegal Boxing Awards held last night.
That's right. We had the awards, the annual awards in the Villa Rose Hotel and Balbuffet last night. And we had 42 awards up for grabs last night in total. We had a great night, great meal, and great crowd there. We had 160 seated for dinner, you know. And I would just like to commend the management and the friendly and hard-working staff up there at the Villa Rose, because on the night they gave us some due last night. The Ritz or the Savoy in London wouldn't howl a kettle there. We had the former Irish and British and double European lightweight champion Charlie Nash as our special guest, and the standout boxer from this year's Commonwealth Games, Jude Gallagher. He was also there as well, you know. Awards went to the Convoy Boxer of the Year was Kerry Brown, Rafo Boxer of the Year, Riley Doherty, Ellie's Golden Gloves Boxer of the Year, Cormac Callaghan, Dunfanaghy Boxer of the Year, Sean Doohan, and the Letterkenny Boxer of the Year, Charlie Leader, Dunree Boxer of the Year, Gareth Doyle, Kerry Gert Boxer of the Year, Mark Ward, Conan Kearney, St. Bridget's Boxer of the Year, Kieran Cunningham, Karen Donough Boxer of the Year, and Cueven Colony, Twin Towns Boxer of the Year. And we had 8 national champions last year. We had Rachel Harden, Rafo, Brenda Collins, Dunree, Lee Boyd, the Defence Forces, Matthew McCall, Ellie's Golden Gloves, Brian McNamee, Rafo, Declan Duffy, the Twin Towns, Conan Kearney, St. Bridget's, and Paddy McShane from Letterkenny. And we had international awards for Sadie Duffy, world referee and judge, and to Rory McShane, who is an AIBA one-star official and team coach as well there with the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham. And we had 6 new officials who were honoured last night as well. 3 new referees, Raymond Donaghy, St. Bridget's, Mandy Douglas, Letterkenny, and Maeve McCarron, Gary Gard. 3 new judges, Caitlin McGonigal, St. Bridget's, Fergal Doyle, Dunree, and Michael Kearney, St. Bridget's. And we had a special award for Charlie Nash last night, and a special award for Chris McNulty, who wrote the Donegal Boxing History book there 2 years ago. Chris was instrumental in doing that, and he was awarded last night with a special presentation. And also Dominic McCafferty, he was awarded with an appreciation award for his services to the county coach. And then we had the Donegal Boxing Cups and the Shields. The Michael Bonner Juvenile Cup went to Taylor Park, Rafo. The Dr. Dennis McLaughlin Memorial Cup for the best junior boxer went to Kieran Cunningham, Karen Donna. The Johnny McDade Memorial Cup for the best overall female went to Marianne Bradley, Letterkenny. The Billy Spider Kelly Cup, that for the best youth, that went to Cahir Donaghy, St. Bridget's. The Jim White Memorial Shield for the most improved boxer, that went to Cornan Kearney, St. Bridget's. The John McLaughlin Memorial Cup for the best senior boxer, Lee Boyd, Convoy. The Jimmy Murphy Memorial Cup for the Club of the Year went to Rafo. And the Harry Kidd Duffy Memorial Cup went to the best elite boxer. That was young Paddy McShane, who was this year's national elite flyweight champion. And we had Press Eaton Awards for John Mulhern, Karen Donna, and James McCarron, Kerry Gard. And Hall of Fame, we had 2 winners in the Hall of Fame that entered their Hall of Fame were Tosh Fitzpatrick and Brian Anderson. Tosh Fitzpatrick from Cranaha and Brian Anderson from Twin Towns.
Yeah, so all in all, a very busy but successful night for yourselves, Peter.
A great night. It was a great night for the Donegal boxing family, you know. Very, very good day. It was great to have it, you know. We brought the curtain down on a great night, like after the meal and presentation with 2 hours of music by Clonmany's talented heavy hitters. So overall, we had a great night. Good night for boxing, and it gets us up and going again now after the pandemic. We had no awards for 2 years there, you know.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're looking forward to already to next year's success and the awards dinner at the end, of course.
That's right, and it's just it's an event that gets bigger and bigger every year, you know, so hopefully we'll have a bigger event next year, please God. Most of the clubs is up and running again now, so we have championships again very shortly, Donegal and Novice Championships and Open Championships, and there are a few Ulster Championships lined up as well, so everything's looking rosy at the minute if we stay clear with this COVID.